Anybody else? Charlotte?
You can sit down.
I'll stay sitting.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So hard for me to stand.
Yep.
Over the last 8 years, I have missed my mom so much. Her and I would spend hours on the phone, and Roy would say, "What in the world can you two talk about for so long? There's not that much to say on a phone." But Mom and I would talk about each and every flower we planted, the new clothes that were coming out. Mom was a clothesaholic. She loved her clothes, and she was the happiest when she was selling real estate, and she'd make a big land deal. That was her favorite, was selling land. And she would go clothes shopping. Buy one more pair of pants, one more blouse that wouldn't even begin to fit in the closet.
And shoes.
And purses. Each purse had to match. Each pair of shoes. Everything had to match. And she looked like $100, I tell you. She always looked nice. And when I knew that she was going downhill, my first indication was that she stayed in her pajamas all the time. And I would just break down when I would see her in pajamas, because that just wasn't her. Mm-hmm. But she didn't have, now that I'm getting so weak, I understand that she did not have the energy to change clothes. She just didn't. And unless a healthcare worker would do it for her, she just didn't have the energy. And, you know, I understand it now. But she was a wonderful mother. She did my campfire from grade 2 all the way through high school. She had Dad tan me a piece of deer hide, and anybody that understands campfire girls, we made me a big yoke for out of deer hide for my outfit, and she sewed every one of my beads on there. There were hundreds. She did it every year, no matter how busy she was. She did campfire because she knew how much I loved it. And she always, I was just loved my grandma and grandpa and their farm, my mom's mom and dad. And she would always make sure that weekends I got to spend out there, or a couple of weeks at a time, whatever. But she always made sure that I got to spend time there. And she just did everything. She just fit everything together. She decorated for every holiday, made sure we all had fantastic parties. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better party than Mom would put on. And it's been real hard these last 8 years because I lived in Spokane and now I'm in Montana, but I try to make it down once a year, and not being able to drive was a real hindrance. Mm-hmm. And but I tell you, we did our share of talking, and I think the thing I remember the most was when I got my MS. And she said, "Charlotte, you're such a strong person. You can do it." Hmm. And she would encourage me, quote scriptures to me and say, "Now look this scripture up, Charlotte. This will help you. Hmm. This will help you get through it." She'd pray to me every time we got on the phone. And then she just kind of fell apart after her first major stroke, and she would wouldn't pray with me anymore or anything. And she was just so discouraged and so wanting to be with the Lord that this is a good thing, even though it's hard on us. It's a good thing for her. Mm-hmm. And she'll go up there and be with Roy, and they'll have a great time again. And Dad was always part of our family, even after Roy. And I'm sure they will all have a great time. The whole family, the Deckers, everybody will have a great time talking. And so, Mom, I love you. And I want to also thank my brother. He has done all the work of taking care of Mom for the last 8 years. And so has Debbie. Debbie went and got all the groceries. Debbie made sure she had her drinks. Debbie made sure that everything was the way Mom wanted it, even though Mom wasn't thankful most of the time. She still, she'd say, Debbie did this, Debbie did that for me, and I'd go, that's great, Mom. And then the last few years, after many strokes, she's had a hard time. So, but I just really want to thank my brother. He's made sure she went to breakfast every Monday, take her every place she had to go, drove her all the way out to Brian's wedding, and Mom got tired and Mom got cold, and Alan takes her all the way home. Mm. I don't think I would have had the stamina or the been able to be as good with her as he was. So I'm glad he had her.
Yeah.
And she had him. And I think it's made them both better people.
Yeah. Are there...
So...
Sure. Yeah.
I will get off of here and thank you, Mom, for everything. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Charlotte. Thanks for sharing. Any other brief thoughts, memories? We're going to have time in the lunch reception to connect as well, to share stories too.